Hello everyone, welcome to the Portable Magic Dispenser, a podcast for your school library, public library, whatever. My name is Lucas Maxwell and I'm the school librarian at Glenthorne High School. It's great to be here, is that right? I don't know what to say there. I'm going to talk today about author visits and the positive impact it can have on students and staff. And I've talked a little bit about preparing for author visits and how you can get ready for them, and I'll go over that again. But I'm going to talk today about the impact of great author visits. I've been lucky to have a couple this week, and how I prepared for them. I'll just go over it again. First of all, letters home to parents, and I do that about a week before, because I think if you go too early as a parent, I know that I forget. So I try to do it a week before. And then it's a full-on blitz here in the library and beyond to drum up a lot of excitement. So the first visit we had was from a murder mystery author named Cynthia Murphy, who was amazing. And then we had on Friday, we had Alex Fowkes, who writes the Rules for Vampires series. And Cynthia Murphy's books are the, there's Win, Lose, Kill, Die. There's Last One to Die. And there's the Midnight Club. Is that right? Midnight Game, Midnight Club. Sorry, Cynthia. Brand new book coming out in January. And the Midnight Game, I want to say. I'm not going to cut it out. And so, how I promoted those visits were I went around to, so for Cynthia Murphy, it was year eights who were seeing her. And what I did was I went to the classrooms during their English lessons. So I emailed the English teachers and said, can I come in and promote? I took copies of the books. I ordered their books really early from a local independent bookshop nearby. Got the books in and took some copies. And then I went classroom to classroom over a period of 2 or 3 weeks and constantly promoted it. We're lucky we have these screens up and around the school or in certain areas of the school. I got them, Cynthia's and Alex's face on the screen with their books and the date they were visiting. And the fact that we were selling their books if they wanted to get them signed. And also, we are lucky to have year 7, 8, 9 library lessons, so dedicated library lessons, once every 2 weeks. So every time there's a library lesson in, so for year 7, for Alex's visit, spend 5 minutes at the top of the lesson reading from the book, talking about the book, promoting it, discussing it, doing activities around it. What are the rules? the rules for vampires. How do you kill a vampire? What do you do when you hunt vampires? How do vampires, what are the special powers for vampires? The year sevens, they loved it. They spent ages kind of debating and talking about it and discussing it with me and their classmates about vampires. Then I read from the first few pages. And it was great. It got them really excited about it. And the same with Cynthia Murphy. I read first few lines. We talked about the covers. We talked about any illustrations, especially within Alex Fowkes' books. So they're illustrated by Sarah Ogilvy. Really stunning illustrations. I made displays. So for Alex Fowkes, I made a big display as you come in the door. Pictures of their books, photos of them. And just really cool fonts, and made a big deal of it. And then for Cynthia Murphy, big book display, all of their books on display. And I stacked the books up on the desk with another sign with their name and the price of the book. It's been really good to see the reaction that these authors have had. I'm going to go into that in a minute. So visiting lessons. I put a notice out in the staff bulletin. I emailed all staff because I said, look, if you have young people in your lives and you're looking for a Christmas present, here's a reduced price book You get it signed, personally signed. And I had a lot of teachers say, "Yeah, can I have one signed for my niece? Can I have one for my daughter, my son, et cetera, et cetera." So that was huge. So all these different things, speaking about them in briefings to remind them, to remind the staff has been really beneficial. And then we have a comic book club, so I know that Rules for Vampires has a ton of illustrations. What I did was I had a contest. Anyone who drew an alternate cover for the Rules for Vampires series books got a chance to win a free copy, and I did top three, and they each got a copy of the first book in the series, those top three. And we had a little judging process, and yeah, they, you know, they loved it. Then on the day of the visits, I mean, Cynthia Murphy talked about her life, her books, her inspiration, promoted her her new book, and talked about a lot of personal stuff, you know, that was meaningful to her and really meaningful to the other students. And when it came time for her to sign books in the library, I mean, there was a queue out the door, really. And she was amazing. She spent a long time with them, and it was really, really cool. So that was amazing. Then Alex Fowkes, I mean, blew it out of the water. It was completely amazing as well. She turned the whole thing into like a game show. She spent ages. I mean, it was amazing. And I kind of wanted to capture that because I could see the reaction that these students were having, this kind of shared experience, and with Cynthia and Alex. And to see them react like that, and to get a book at the end, if they bought a book or if they got a book from a contest, or if I did other freebie giveaway things where I was just giving away books, they can get a book signed. And it's more than just a signed book, in my opinion, because it's like it's a signed book on the day they were able to meet the author with their friends, and come in the library after with their friends, and stand in a line. That whole thing where you could stand in a line and meet someone that was really cool, that talked to you like a human being. And I just thought it was cool. And Alex got the teachers involved. She made it into a game show, as I said. And they were out of their minds with, you know, joy, really, and hysteria around her and the books. They cheered relentlessly for her at the end, and they could not wait to get into the library to meet her. I could not control the horde of students that were trying to get in. Sold out of the books. It was really ridiculous, and it was amazing. It was chaos, but it was great chaos. And she's such like a team player, amazing person overall, and just an amazing human being. It was awesome to see that. And I remember I wrote this down. I wrote a little blog thing about it because it was so cool to me. There was a teacher, so we brought over a primary school teacher to meet Alex as well, a primary school group, I should say, to meet Alex. And at the end, I mean, they were so excited. This teacher, I've never met this teacher, this staff member before. She almost hugged me. Like she put both her hands on my shoulders. She was just like, look at this. She said, these kids are, look at them. They're buzzing. She said, thank you so much. She said, and I said, it was, you know, it wasn't, you know, it just said, oh, look, thank Alex because look what she's done. And it was great. Another teacher, you know, can I have a picture, please? They were just blown away by this visit. And that's something that, as I've said many times before, you can't put any of that stuff in statistics, really, or pie charts. You can't show that kind of emotion. And that's kind of what determines a lot of school budgets. And school budgets are needed because authors, of course, need to be paid. People need to be paid to do things, but they don't see that. People who make the budgets or determine the budgets don't see that kind of reaction. and that impact. So I guess that's what our job is. That's what I think my job is here. Just to say this is the kind of thing. And there's more measurable impacts of library visits. The National Literacy Trust shows that students who had an author visit are twice as likely to read above their expected level for their age, are more likely to enjoy reading and writing, and are more likely to be highly confident in their reading and writing. But less than a quarter of students have had author visits, usually get author visits. And if you're in a deprived area, of course, you're probably not going to get an author visit. So the people who are determining these budgets are really failing hard, in my opinion. I'm talking like before this recession we're in. I know we're in, there's not, economically, we're not doing well, but there's still no excuse, in my opinion. There's zero excuse. So they aren't understanding the impact and the importance of an author visit. They're not looking at the right picture. But the carrying on from the visit, like Alex Fowkes came and played Dungeons and Dragons with our students, who made a special adventure just for her. They made a character, drew pictures of the character. It was really kind of emotional, really, for me to see it all, because the effort that they put into it was quite stunning to me, and quite just kind of like made me feel really proud of them and just happy to be a part of it, really, to be able to say, well, yes, I booked the author, but we got the author in, and she's very graciously came in on, you know, it was way out of her way, and she went above and beyond, absolutely above and beyond. She stayed for a library podcast for two students, you know, two year eights who wanted to interview her. They were asking me for ages when they found out she was coming, can we please, and I didn't know if I could squeeze it in, because I knew in my head that there'd be popular response to the talk. I said, I know that they're going to want to get book signed, so I don't know if we have time between this and that. But we, you know, she squeezed. Then we had a fire alarm, but she sat down, cool as a cucumber, and did this visit and or did this interview, which I'm going to put up soon. And for just, you know, for these two students who wanted to do it, and again, the impact that it has on those two kids, they were absolutely blown away by it. So, and I know that both Cynthia's and Alex's books will be the top borrowed items, because I have multiple copies of their books, which is another thing that I do. Because I have a head teacher and people who understand the importance of it, so they give me a budget to do this kind of thing. So I get the books, I get multiple copies of the books, and I see that they get borrowed, and that will happen for sure with both their books. They will be the top books. We had an amazing author named Lily Bailey, who cannot recommend her book enough, called When I See Blue. Her book is by far the most popular book this year so far based on the visit, but I know that because of these new visits, those will be in contention now, and this will carry on till next year for sure. But there's a book called A Kind of Spark by Elle McNichol, which everyone in the world should read. But we had a virtual visit with Elle, ages ago. I even think before the pandemic. And that book is always in our top 10 based on that virtual visit. So this stuff has an impact. And I know that new students will come to the library because of these events. And the reason for this is that they want to be a part of this shared experience. That visit with Alex Fowkes in the hall was so uproarious and so loud in a good way, and so chaotic in a good way. Teachers were walking by sticking their heads in, because it's not normal for our school. We're a state-funded, we're a state school, but we have a very strict discipline behavior policy that's in place, and students are expected to act a certain way, and to, you know, it wasn't happening, but it was all joy. So for a teacher to walk by and hear this like huge commotion in the hall, it didn't surprise me that they were sticking their heads in, and to see this, and then they wanted to come in, they came in the library after, go, what was that all about? That was amazing, blah blah blah. And then we tell them, and we had some PE teachers come and buy books afterwards, because they had daughters and sons that they thought, oh, that sounds amazing, and you know, maybe they just missed all the millions of emails I've been sending out. But it's all been amazing. So it'll bring new faces in because of that, because they want to be a part of this shared experience. They're going to come in, and maybe they won't even borrow the book, but they'll come in and they'll check it out. They'll check out the book. They'll look at the cover, and then I've got them. Then they're in the library, and then I can recommend them something else, or they can take part in a club. Maybe they'll do D&D club. Maybe they'll do comic book club. Maybe they'll do film club. Maybe they'll take place in our makerspace program. Maybe they'll take part in mock trial. Maybe they'll just sit and just, you know, with their friends and hang out in a place that they know they're welcome and I know that they're safe. There's a million reasons why these book visits, these library, these author visits have a huge impact. And I can't overstate enough that this doesn't just impact the students, it impacts the staff, and I've talked about the staff a little bit as well, but to see the staff get involved, especially in Alex's visit, is quite remarkable. And I know that the students who came in with, say, their science teachers and their PE teachers, they now have this shared experience. And their math teachers who may not come in the library very much, may not understand not that they don't understand it, but don't have time for, or don't read fiction as much. Just anybody. It's not just because they're math teachers, but things like that. They now have this shared experience. And the whole thing, I say this almost every time I'm on this podcast thing, is all about positive memories. Which I did not have in high school myself and in any school. And it's all about these positive memories. And now they've got this one with Alex Fowkes, with Cynthia Murphy, with Lily Bailey, with all these other authors that we're lucky to have. It was quite a powerful week, quite a very emotional one for me just to see it. I don't know why. It just was. It just was. And if you've got an author visit that then increases the reading for enjoyment, and we know that if they read for 20 minutes a day, then we see some positive effects going on in their brains. We can actually see lowered rates of anxiety, depression, better sleep habits. We can see better scores in different subject areas because of the increase in reading for pleasure. Then you've got something there. You've got a reason to keep bringing authors in. You've got a reason to increase school library budgets. You've got a reason to create a dedicated library space. You've got a reason to hire a full-time librarian to bring these authors in. The other thing that we do, well, the other thing that I do, sorry, is I try to have the students send a thank you during the library lessons. We'll write a postcard or create a poster or say a thank you, which I think is just a fun thing to do, and I think they would really like that the author that they met will receive a thank you postcard or a poster or just a little letter if they want to do that. Yeah, they can do that in small groups maybe. Anybody who wants to draw something for, they can do that. So that was that was really cool. That it's going to be cool that they get to do that. I'm really excited for them to do that soon. So that'll be a surprise. Well, I doubt they're listening, but if they're listening to this, it won't be a surprise. But so I think that, again, as librarians, I think it's important that we try to capture the importance of an author visit when it happens and send it to your senior leadership. And I think, I mean, I've written a thing on like the benefits, and you're welcome to copy and paste that and, you know, insert your library, your author visit here, your library, of course, if it's helpful at all. It kind of goes through some of the National Literacy Trust stats and other stats from other, like Society of Authors stats, and also just my own kind of personal, of course, you can't use the personal stories and the exact things the author has done, but you can use the stats and kind of the impact that you can see on the children and the things that it does and the things that are impossible to put into like a pie graph or an Excel sheet. And the fact that if I was to right now run the top 10 books of November, the fact that I would see Cynthia Murphy, Alex Fowkes, Lily Bailey, Helena Duggan, Eva Sokti, these are all authors that have visited. You're not seeing these other authors that are celebrity or are in the shelves of Tesco. You're seeing Elle McNichol, all these different diverse names, Kwame Alexander. And when he visited, we were extremely lucky for him to visit here. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just saying he visited, and I cannot keep his books on the shelf. In the last 2 or 3 years, he had a musical accompaniment. He had a guy with a guitar playing behind him. It was quite something. But those things have a lasting impact. And the students do remember them. So I would say, as a librarian, try to capture that as much as you can and try to bring it to the people that determine your budget and say, this is important. And, you know, I'm going to send off mine, even though I'm lucky that I have a very supportive head of a senior leadership team. I'm going to still give them this thing, this little sheet that I've made about the statistics and the impact I've seen it on these kids. So that's it. I hope that was helpful. I don't know if it was. I never know if these are helpful, but people are listening, so I seem to be digging it. So thanks very much, and I will talk to you later on. Bye.